The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
This is Ron Paul's Podcast Nation. I'm Charles Goyette. Imagine waking up some morning to find your bank closed and all your money frozen while a bunch of international bureaucrats argue about how much of your money they were going to plunder. 10%? 40%? 60% or more? That's what happened in Cyprus. Could something like that happen here? We'll find out from Ron Paul right after this.
This is Ron Paul. Thanks to our sponsors for making these podcasts available to you.
Identity theft is big business. A theft ring in Florida got busted with personal information on thousands of people. Names, birth dates, social security numbers. They even had 5,000 names on a flash drive. Identity thieves are shrewd. They're targeting your checking and savings accounts. They're after your cash, your retirement. LifeLock Ultimate is the new science in ID theft protection. LifeLock Ultimate is the most comprehensive ID theft protection ever made. It goes way beyond guarding your identity, your good name and credit. Those are essential, no question. But now LifeLock is the only ID theft protection company that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. LifeLock can't protect you or your bank accounts if you're not a member. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention Ron10 for 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Call 1-800-480-8210, 1-800-480-8210, 1-800-480-8210. I can't imagine a more vivid warning for what can happen to people's wealth than the example from Cyprus.
Boy, there's no doubt about it. This is pretty bad, and it's a real shame because a lot of people are going to lose a lot of money. But nobody in reality should be too surprised because this has happened before and it'll happen again, and it's going to happen more often as time goes on. But when governments get into trouble, they confiscate wealth from the people. And generally, the very wealthy get protected. Take, for instance, in Cyprus, there were warnings made, and some of the big guys got their money out. But now, you know, whenever these banks finally get open, they're going to be very, very limited, and wealth is going to be confiscated, maybe 6%, maybe 8%, who knows how much they'll take. They'll take whatever is necessary. So it's pure, unadulterated theft from a depositor because there was no law that said that this could happen. Matter of fact, governments tend to say the opposite. Oh, your deposits are guaranteed. But anybody who understands fractional reserve banking realizes the banks don't have the money there. We put the money in the bank, and the next minute or two, they loan it back out again. And some banks only have 1% cash in the bank, so you can understand why they would run out of it very quickly. But notoriously, over the many, many centuries, what happens when governments get into trouble and they get into debt, their currencies get into trouble because they print too much money, they have to blame the people, and then they put restrictions on the people. And this is what's happening right now. They put controls on the people, controls over their money. They take some money and then they'll divvy it out. They'll give you a little bit every week. And then they put capital controls. They don't allow you to take all your money and leave the country if you want. In a free country, you're supposed to be able to leave whenever you want and take what you own with you. That, to me, is the ultimate definition of a free country. And we aren't quite there. We used to have that, but not so now. It reminds me of this little incident that came up in the presidential debate when we were talking about immigration and fences and what were our opinions about, a fence on the border. And I don't like fences. And I said, I don't like barbed wire and I don't like machine guns at the border. And some of our problems with immigration has to do with economics. I said, one thing I do worry about on a fence that not many people talk about is the fence ultimately might keep us in. And of course, that wasn't well received by the audience or the commentators, and there was a little bit of chuckling going on and made fun of, you know, with this issue. But there were a few in that audience that came up to me afterwards, and they understood exactly what I was saying, that when we want to leave with our money, there will be controls. There will be currency controls. You can't trade your money for other currencies, and there will be controls on taking your money out and literally getting your money out of the bank, as what's happening in Cyprus. But very, very simply is that what governments do with central planning and central banking is the high-powered money comes from the Fed or the central bank. They create money out of thin air. If the government needs $1 billion and nobody wants to loan it to them, the Fed prints $1 billion and they give it to the government, and that is put into circulation. But as soon as that money ends up in a bank, it multiplies through fractional reserve banking. If you put $100 in the bank and you only have to keep 10% reserves and sometimes even less, they loan out $90 immediately. So you have $190, but that keeps going. So you might have 8 or 9 or 10 times the amount of money that the Fed created. Now, that's great when it's going up. Everybody's happy. Oh, easy credit, lot of money. There's a boom and there's economic growth. The stock market's going up. But inevitably, this has to be reversed. And then there is the unwinding. And when you inhibit the unwinding rather than allowing the correction to occur, you just delay the inevitable. And that's what we're involved in now. And every once in a while in one country, it really hits hard. And that's what happened in Cyprus. The real fear is the fact that this will spread because there's no one single currency in the world that is sound today. And even though the dollar is quite a weak currency in many ways, it still is perceived to be a strong currency because other nations, you know, resort to the dollar. They have more confidence than it deserves. And therefore, dollars are still bought. But it's weak in the sense that if the Fed wasn't buying, if they weren't buying dollars, it would be very, very weak and interest rates would skyrocket. So we live in an age right now where these currency problems will be devastating.
Well, the whole incident seems to illustrate the point that these banks aren't really market institutions. They're creatures of the state. For example, in Cyprus, the banks began withholding customers' cash before any kind of a law had been passed or was approved. They just did it because they're creatures of the state.
That's exactly right. They are creatures of the state, and it seems like they've learned their lessons from our Federal Reserve system. Because, you know, when our crisis hit in 08, what the Fed did was many, many folds bigger than what the Congress could do. They even got themselves involved in trillions of dollars, bailing out companies, bailing out banks, and bailing out other countries and other central banks. And there was no legislation, no appropriation to the tune of many, many trillions of dollars. So in many ways, our government and our country, as well as other countries, are lawless when it comes to the really big bucks. And when you put that together with our foreign policy, when presidents can go to war without declarations, they can write, our president now can write executive orders, all on their own. We don't really have representative government. But the really big issue is the finances. Because if they can bail out the wealthy, the people who have the benefits of this system of fractional reserve banking, because those who get to use the money first have the most benefits and they can make a lot of money, but then they get rescued when the whole thing comes unraveled. This is the real problem, and the people are deceived into thinking, oh, they'll take care of us. But the little people in Cyprus now realize that they're going to be hit hard, and some of the big depositors got their money out in time. So this is something that is very, very serious, is going to spread. Even if there's a reprieve for another month or two or even a year, this is all a continuation of the Greek crisis, because the banks and the governments were buying Greek bonds, and they were invested. When they went bad, then the depositors in Cyprus were hit hard. So this is inbred in the system. Just think of what the world would be like if this happens to the dollar, because everybody in the world, to a large extent, owns some of these dollars. And it's also the reason, I think, in the interest of the world economy, even for those who are regulating and controlling this, they're going to be desperate to hold the dollar together for as long as possible, because everybody holds dollars. But when these small countries go, it just gives you a hint as to what might happen. And the deeply flawed system is secret government. We can't audit the Fed. We don't know what they're doing. It's the principle of fiat money, the creation of money out of thin air. And that is multiplied with the danger of fractional reserve banking to finance big government. So we get hit in all areas, because the big government, what do? Big government, they pass a lot of laws and they undermine our freedoms. At the same time, they undermine the economic system, while those who can anticipate and maybe benefit from the booms and busts but the average person does not. And I think it should wake us up, if nothing else. That's what we need to do. We need to wake up and realize this, and that we cannot correct this unless we talk about the fundamentals, about the monetary system, and the principles of big government that prompts this monetary system to exist.
This is Ron Paul's Podcast Nation. When we continue in a moment, we'll talk about the appeal to envy in this incident in Cyprus.
How would you like to become a personal trainer? You get to set your own hours, there's always work, and you're basically getting paid to stay in shape. Not bad, huh? Then get your personal trainer certification at the National Academy of Sports Medicine, who guarantee they'll get you a job within 90 days or they'll give you your money back. The fitness industry is always booming. There's a huge demand for certified personal trainers, and there's a ton of money to be made. So go to usatrainer.com and get started with your free 14-day sneak peek at the fun, fast, easy online program. That's usatrainer.com, usatrainer.com.
LifeLock can't protect you or your bank accounts if you're not a member. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention Ron 10, 1-800-480-8210, 1-800-480-8210, 1-800-480-8210. So when the public resistance appeared to the Cyprus plunder, the midnight bank squeeze, the monetary authority said, well, what if we really, really heavied up on the very, very rich and we didn't take very much from you? They were trying to win over the people in the street in Cyprus, the ordinary citizens. It's an appeal to envy, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think that motivates big government in many ways, if they can incite envy in people and blame it on the rich. But the important thing here is to distinguish the rich people who got rich because they were part of the government and they benefited by government benefits. So if you're a very, very rich banker, or you belong to the military industrial complex, or you get contracts from the government, or you know how to manipulate and benefit from the inflationary system, that's one thing. But if you're rich, somebody provides a good product for us. If they give us a good product at the right price, and we vote for that product, and make an individual like that very rich, they should never be punished. So what is happening now is a careless definition of what free markets are all about. And anybody who is rich now can be labeled. I have already criticized these very wealthy people, but I distinguish the wealthy people who got that way because of their benefits coming from government versus those who earn it. And it's real easy for the people to then say, oh, we got to go after the rich and tax them more. Those are usually the people who provide us a service. And then it's used to bail out some of those who are the insiders and have an access to government information and government contracts. And on the long run, though, the rule is, and Mises spoke about this, the great Austrian economist said this many, many years ago. He said that when you do this and run an economy with a fiat dollar system, you eventually eliminate the middle class. So the freer our country was and the sounder our money was, the largest middle class came into existence. But I think most people realize in the last 10 years, our middle class is getting smaller and it's getting poorer. And it has a lot to do with this monetary system that we've been putting up with. And this whole problem in Cyprus should be a fair warning to all of us.
Thank you, Dr. Paul, for another great conversation and podcast. Ron Paul's Podcast Nation. I'm Charles Goyette.
This concludes another PodcastOne.com program.